Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
All right, welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. If you're looking to hear us, you can always find all of our Penn State football podcasts online, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Anything and everything we do here at Keystone Sports, you can find it on our website. Or better yet, download the app from the App Store on your phone. It is called Keystone Sports. All of our content, and you have the ability to ask questions for our upcoming Ask Ross segment. Welcome in, everybody. Thanks for joining us. I'm Andy Shea. Bob Flounders is sitting across from me. He is Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. He's getting ready to go to Chicago. Tease, tease, tease. Bob, how are you doing?
I'm good. Like you said, I'm getting ready to go to Chicago. So all smiles from this corner.
Will it be a working only trip?
It's never a working only trip. It's half and half. But Big Ten Media Days are coming up.
Yes, they are.
They'll be Monday and Tuesday of next week. Penn State's contingent will be four people. James Franklin, three players. Obviously, Trace McSorley is going to go. Nick Scott, who's
good call.
You called that last week. Special teams captain. I thought it would be Koa Farmer, but instead of Amani Arawarie, I think they just keep sending him places so people have to struggle to pronounce his name. But he wasn't. He's a returning all second team pick as a corner, even though he was reserved last year. Those three guys and Franklin, they'll be there for Monday and Tuesday, but they'll do the majority of their talking on Monday. And this is a pretty fascinating year for the Big Ten, just because not only what's going on within the conference, but also what's going on outside of the conference. So right, there'll be a lot of interesting questions being asked of James Franklin and the rest of his peers.
We'll get to some more talk about the Big Ten, upcoming Big Ten Media Day during our news and notes segment. That'll be quarter number one. Quarter two's Tucker's Tape. That's brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Get ready for Ross and our boss, Jim Galante. They got a little chat they're going to have. Your questions, his answers. That's Ask Ross segment. Always brought to you by our good friends at 409tailgateclub.com. That powers quarter number three, and we're going to close out with a little roundtable that I'm going to call our questions heading into the 2018 season. We're going to do offense and defense. We're going to start with defense this week. So let's talk about the Big Ten Media Day. Mm-hmm. And can you take me a little behind the scenes? Like, do the coaches – I'm always curious, do the coaches interact with each other? Do they – do they even talk to each other that you know of?
So there are some coaches that are friends in the Big Ten, and when you see them all together,
right?
Because they kind of they're so what's happening is there's the base camp is a really prominent hotel in downtown Chicago, and the Big Ten puts out a schedule and says half the teams and the coaches are going to talk on Monday, half the teams and the coaches will talk on Tuesday. There's also the Big Ten luncheon where everyone will be present on Tuesday. Penn State is in the Monday rotation, and they have a time slot where James Franklin will appear before the national Big Ten media and answer all these questions. And the minute that is over, his SID will whisk him to like a private, like semi-press conference just with the Penn State beat. And then they're going to rotate in all three Penn State players for like a 45-minute window to take questions from anyone. And then they keep doing that with all of the teams that day. So it's really very interesting that the writers like the Monday segment first because it starts later in the day. So it starts around noon out there. So if you're going to go out there Sunday like we are, there's a chance to kind of enjoy Chicago a little bit. But Tuesday it starts at like 8 a.m. So you get your fun in on Sunday. But yeah, it's always good when James and those guys talk early. And there's a lot of things that I think Penn State, not only he, but Trace McSorley, they're going to be asked about. And Jim Delaney also talks.
Oh, boy.
And I would think he's going to get asked some interesting questions. I'll be interested to hear what he has to say about some things.
What are a couple things you think Jim Delaney will be asked about that are interesting to you? And mm-hmm. also then I'll follow up in a little bit with some of the things that you think will be the talking points Big Ten-wise.
Yeah.
Wise as well, but let's start with Jim Delaney first.
Well, for me, I mean, the most important, and he will be asked about it. He's already prepped about it. Sports gambling is coming.
Right.
It's coming to the country. How does he feel about it? Does he feel like, you know, conferences and teams need integrity fees, like, you know, Pitt and Penn State are asking for to educate their people so they know what's going on, which is a big crock.
Right.
But I mean, he's going to be asked about sports gambling and the effect it's going to maybe have. Will it help the sport? Will it help the Big Ten? How will they use that to their advantage? That's one thing. I'll tell you another thing that I think he's going to get asked is, how does he feel about the fact that the last 2 years, the Big Ten champion hasn't been in the National College Playoff.
Good point.
Penn State won it 2 years ago. Ohio State won it last year. Now, Ohio State represented the Big Ten 2 years ago as an at-large, much to the dismay of the Penn State program and the fan base. But they were shut out last year. And it's not a great look for a conference like the Big Ten, especially when it's perceived that the Big Ten East is this great division.
It's a power conference.
So, in other words, is realignment something he's considering? How important is Nebraska's, you know, growth to make the Big Ten West more powerful, and maybe so they can have it where the two teams that get to the Big Ten title game, one of them is going to be deserving of one of those spots in the playoff. The rule changes, the fact that freshmen are now able to play and then not lose their red shirts. Those are all things.
I think that's going to be a big question mark. That's going to be a question that a lot of coaches are going to have to address and a lot of unknown. But I guess it would be a different strategy from school to school, but based on your recruiting, but I think that's fascinating.
Probably more a question for the individual coach, but I think that Delaney, Sandy Barber will be available too, Penn State's AD, and I'm sure that she'll be asked some things, but I just think Jim Delaney is the face of the Big Ten and one of the most powerful people in the sport. What he says at the Big Ten media days about some hot button topics, it's going to carry a lot of weight. And if he says something that's interesting and not just kind of, you know, manicured, I think that'll be probably the lead story. It could be the lead story that day.
Two straight years without the Big Ten champion going to the college football playoff.
Even to me, that's an issue.
They had Ohio State in. Yeah, I was going to say, do you think that's a problem? And do you think it's a realignment addressed problem? Or do you think it's just the fact the Big Ten East, they're eating their own? You could say the SEC does it, but it looks like the SEC kind of gets a little bit of a pass on that front. In other words, that's expected. It doesn't seem like the Big Ten gets a pass on that front.
Well, I mean, Ohio State had two losses last year.
Correct.
That was probably the big problem. Penn State had two losses
a year before.
You know, ideally, if you're not unbeaten or you don't have one loss, it does make it very tough. So it's a credit to the Big Ten that their football has gotten better.
Right.
But at the end of the day, they have to get into the National College Playoff, and they got to get their champion position. They have to set it up so their champion will be the first priority to get into the Big Ten championship game.
Be interested to hear what Jim Delaney says about that. You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show presented by the Keystone Sports Network. We are on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43. When it comes to Penn State football, we've got you covered. Quarter number one, news and notes. Bob Flounders and Andy Shea here. What do you think of some of the – we're talking about Big Ten media days, and we're going to get to some recruiting and a former Penn Stater who announced where he's going. We've got – there's a Penn State target that's going to announce early next week. We'll get to that in a minute. What are some of the talking points from the Big Ten as a whole, not Jim Delaney, but as the conference? What do you think are some of the will be some of the common threads? One or two?
Yeah, three things that stand out to me. How quickly, if at all, can Nebraska become back into a top 20 team? I think it's important to the Big Ten, especially in the Big Ten West. That's one thing. I also think that Michigan is positioned this year. If that defense is as good as people think it's going to be, and if that quarterback, Shea Patterson, can kind of help transform that offense.
And not be the Michigan quarterback.
That defense has a chance to be maybe the best defense in the country. They got Penn State at home. They're going to have to go to Ohio State. They open with Notre Dame. But this is a big year for Michigan and Harbaugh in general. They lost five games last year. They can't have that happen again. They cannot have – this can't be a 3 or 4 loss Michigan team.
Right.
I think that is the thing. Wisconsin plays the killer schedule, but I'm not convinced that they're not the best team in the Big Ten going into the season. The schedule is a nightmare.
Right.
They got to go to Michigan. They got to go to Penn State. All of the tough games they play in the Big Ten West, I believe they're on the road for. That's one. And for Penn State specifically, you know, last year they didn't really actively promote, I didn't think, Saquon Barkley for the Heisman. So, you know, Trace McSorley, they're kind of back to the same – they're back in the same position where he should be a candidate. Now, look, his two defining games are probably going to be when they play Ohio State and when they play at Michigan. If he doesn't play well in both those games, it really doesn't probably matter if they promote him.
Right.
But, I mean, I just feel like they could have pushed Saquon a little bit more. I mean, he was such a transcendent player. They didn't always get him the ball, but he's such a great player. And I never really they didn't really kind of – want to put him in front of the program, and right, I think that was probably by design. I just think
it's not going
to be every year where you have a guy.
I agree.
In especially position to win the Heisman, position. They've only won one of them. I wonder if there's going to make any changes to maybe if he gets off to a hot start. Will they do anything differently?
So you think Michigan's a big one? All right, let's talk about Real quick, former Penn State running back and Bishop McDevitt running back Andre Robinson has announced his transfer destination. It's been very quiet ever since he left Penn State at the end of the 2017 season. He's headed to Delaware. He can play right away because he's going from FBS to FCS. But there's 9 running backs there, including both of the starters of last year coming back.
That's like a Penn State FCS safe house.
Troy Reader.
Pat Devlin, Troy Reader. They've had guys go there before. Troy Reader, by the way, is a hell of a linebacker, and they could help them this year.
He was a hell of a linebacker at Penn State.
That's what I'm saying.
I thought he was good.
And he's probably going to be an All-American there. Good for him.
An FCS All-American, but I just don't, I agree.
Like you said, they have everyone back. And I mean, it's great that he's transferring, and it's great that he's eligible, but he's got his work cut out for him. He didn't really – you know, he was good at McDevitt. He got the knee injury. He came in on equal footing almost with Saquon Barkley.
I would agree.
Who quickly distanced himself. He played well in spots, in blowouts, but – I mean, this kid has to show right away that he is the guy everyone thought he was at McDevitt, and he doesn't have a lot of time to do it if they have everyone back.
Yeah, that's a crowded house.
So let's just see how it plays out. It's one thing to say you're going to go to Delaware. He's going to have to earn a spot.
Yeah, he's going to have to earn it now. But good for him. He got his scholarship, and he will be able to finish school and all that good stuff. And he'll have an opportunity. And he is pretty talented. It's just he's got to earn it. All right, Penn State has an announcement coming up with Salim Worley, offensive guard from Delaware.
Mm-hmm. Four-star prospect
is going to announce Monday of next week. 6'3", 318 pounds. One of the top 15 offensive guards in the country. Penn State's already got an offensive guard in the 2019 class, if I'm not mistaken. That would be correct. But it's time for them to get another haul, don't you think?
Yeah, it definitely is. I think everything, all signs point to them being in very good shape for this kid, Wormley. And it's just James is just collecting talent, and it's, you know, why not double down? What's better than having one really good guard prospect? Just play it safe. Let's have two.
Why
four
not?
Stars. I think Caden Wallace is the guard that you were talking about that's correct. Already in the class. So, I mean, they're now at the position where they have the depth and they can afford to pick and choose who they want. And I'd be surprised if this kid does not commit to Penn State on the 23rd.
Yeah, the other schools he's kind of looking at are Rutgers is also on the list, but it seems all indicators, according to 247's crystal ball, it's Penn State, Penn State, Penn State. Take that with a grain of salt, however you want, but looks like the Nittany Lions are in good position to add. That would be the 12th member of the 2019 class early next week. That'll do it for news and notes. Russ Tucker steps in and joins us. Tucker's tape is coming up. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.